Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. Happy Easter on this Thursday. And Ole Miss just wrapped up a win over Florida to get the series started off. Obviously, breaking news more at 11. Off on a good note. I'm glad you're with me. My name is Michael Borky. Welcome into the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rub War Report and subscribe. And leave a rating and a review. And also right here on YouTube, leave a like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate that. We are obviously talking about Ole Miss's win over Florida. If there's anything else that comes up, though, in the comments, we will do that. I imagine it's going to be a bit of a shorter one tonight, all things considered. But we'll go through the box score, give some thoughts, and then send you on your way into the weekend, into the Easter weekend, into the long weekend. No Sports Talk Mississippi tomorrow. For those of you that listen to the radio show, we will not be live tomorrow. It will be a best of, which, you know, it's good because it's Good Friday and, you know, it's nice to have a day off every now and then. We should be live tomorrow in hindsight, reacting to just what happened on the field and what's going on around SEC land. A weird night in SEC baseball. South Carolina beat the heck out of Texas, for example. Mississippi State, last I looked, was getting beat pretty badly. But tonight, obviously, we're talking about Ole Miss and Florida. This edition of the podcast is presented by Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, anywhere in Mississippi. If you need home, auto, life, or insurance for your business, home, auto, life, or business insurance anywhere in this state, 601-823-3500. That's the phone number. Give him and his team at Shelter Insurance a call at 601-823-3500. If you already have insurance, it's still worth the phone call. What's 5 minutes going to hurt? It's not at all. You're going to love what you hear. You're going to love the rates. Give him a call. Tell him that I sent you with Logan Smith and Shelter Insurance. Switch and get insured by the best, and that's Logan Smith today. All right, Ole Miss wins 6-4. And, you know, they actually hit the baseball with runners on base. We'll get to that stat in a second, but they pitched it well. You got a really nice start from Rabe. Or broadcasting's really hard, by the way. It's really hard. Extremely difficult. Not many people could do it. Calling games on TV is hard. When you have a guy that is on a team in a game in which you are calling, and he has a name that if you replace a letter becomes a bad word, make sure you don't do that. It's Rabe. Rabe. There's no P in Rabe. You have to enunciate the B, man. Jeez, there was a couple times where it was like, wait, what did he say? Aside from that, 4 2/3, he saw one or two batters too many. You could tell he was kind of falling off, stayed in. It didn't cost Ole Miss, but still only gave up 3 runs, scattered 7 hits, struck out 6, only walked 1 4 2/3. Calhoun was good as well, just 2 hits and 2 complete, did strike out 1 and walk 1. Waters faced 1 batter, got him out. Hooks gave up just a solo home run, struck out 3 2 complete. Really nice night on the mound for Ole Miss, considering it was on the road against a good Florida team. Only giving up 4 runs is going to win a lot of games, especially when it's not Hunter Elliott day, right? So this was, what, Rabe's second start this season, and it is, I mean, as good as you could ask for this pitching staff tonight. It kept them in a game, and ultimately it won them the game. Golden had 2 hits and then for some reason was pinch hit for. I understand matchups. I don't care when he did what he did before you pulled him. Yutermark, Beceta, Furness, Reuter all had hits, as did Randall, a two-run home run, and Folly as well had a hit, did strike out twice. And then Federico had a pair of hits as well. 10 hits for this Ole Miss lineup tonight. And, I mean, offensively, look, it wasn't like super perfect or anything, but with runners on, they were 6 of 22. That's not like awesome, but you'll take it. That was with runners on. With runners in scoring position, it was 3 of 14, which, again, not great, but it did actually happen. And when you pitch it as well as they did tonight, that's all you really need when it comes to offensive output, and you obviously can win a game. And more importantly, they were 6 of 9 leading off tonight. They put pressure on Florida from the very beginning of the game, not only the very beginning of the game, and I know it didn't work out. They had 2 on, no out, and struck out 3 times. But from the jump, Ole Miss was able to put pressure on Peterson. He only got to 3 2/3, worked his pitch count up, got up to 90 pitches in just 3 2/3. So Ole Miss made him work. Ole Miss put pressure on Florida pitchers really all night. And yes, you know, they had the home run in there, but they hit a bunch of base hits and just kind of put pressure on Florida. And when they did that, there was more stress and chased the starter early and manufactured some offense, and they pitched it well enough and won a game. It was a nice win. Was it perfect? No, but who cares? That was exactly what they needed after what happened last week, and we'll see if they can capitalize. The goal going into this was just to come back with one. Just go there, come back with at least one, and if you can get 2, great. Well, here's your opportunity. You've got Elliott on the hill tomorrow. Man, right now, I mean, there's really no reason for you to not go get that second win and really get back on track. So that was an important win for Ole Miss tonight. Pitched it well, hit in spots well enough, and you get a win on the road at a really good Florida team, although quite inconsistent Florida team. But the most frustrating part about this Ole Miss offense is, you know, it's in there. You know, it's in there. It's just, what can they do to make this a more consistent thing? And again, the numbers aren't particularly great, right? I'll read them again. Ole Miss with runners on were 6 of 22. With runners in scoring position were 3 of 14. That's not, you know, that's not great. But it's good enough when you pitch it the way they do. You know it's in there. It just disappears too often. If they can find a way to do just this consistently, we'll be having a different conversation about the team. But you got to do it more than once. We'll see. We will see. We'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day. Outstanding online banking platform, 16 locations in Mississippi, local loan servicing and decision-making, everything that you would want out of your bank, you can get at Priority One Bank because it's in the name. It's what they do. They make you their priority. Also, Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right, here we go. Amazing what happens when you string together some base hits. No kidding. And then the biggest stat to me, though, is the leadoff. 6 of 9 leading off. That's the biggest stat to me. And kudos to Ole Miss pitchers, by the way. Florida with runners on, 2 of 17. With runners in scoring position, 1 of 6 for the Florida Gators tonight. That's good stuff right there. That's really good stuff. Shout out to Kevin O'Sullivan for being an idiot and pitching their top reliever down 5-1. I feel like Kevin O'Sullivan is AI generated. You know what I mean? He doesn't look like a real person. He looks like he looks like what AI would, if you told ChatGPT, create a guy that looks like a baseball coach in Florida, AI would produce Kevin O'Sullivan. You know what I mean? Glad almost got the win. Good win with a couple of hearts. Love to see it. Have no idea how they did it, but man, are you happy? They pitched the heck out of it, and actually strung together some hits with runners on. That's how. It's like Friday for you because you're out for Good Friday. Me too, my friend. Me too. Strike out a lot still tonight, but they actually worked Liam Peterson's count up. Yeah, Ole Miss struck out. Let's see. Still 14 times. Yeah, they still strike out too much, but they got the win. Sometimes I am told that I'm not, quote unquote, satisfied with wins, that I'm too negative after wins. I get told that sometimes. I don't agree with that, but maybe it's just me being stubborn. But I'm going to try to avoid doing that tonight. Some odd teams in the league tonight. Alabama scorching hot. Arkansas looking very rough. They've been looking rough since the beginning, though, if you look at their non-conference. So we heard a cell phone ring for a Florida announcer in the booth. I missed that, but it wouldn't surprise me. Austin, I hope you... Actually, I'll go for it. I appreciate the super chat. I really, really appreciate you, man. Thank you. Without getting in trouble, can you give your opinion on the Bulls cutting Ivy over his religious stance? If it was just for that reason, I would have a different take on it. There's more to it than that. He's a little bit, and not because of his religious stances, he's a little bit off his rocker. Seems like a guy that probably needs some help. And not, again, not because of a religious stance. You're free to believe what you want. And I am not going to criticize it as long as it's not harmful. Like if you're not actively physically harming other people, you're allowed to have opinions. Even if I agree or disagree with them, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to have them. And you should be able to continue to play or have a job if you have opinions. It sounds like in this case, though, there's more to it than just him being opinionated. But I will say, you know, the NBA's got to be careful, because more. Anyway, I don't know. I shouldn't have. It's not something I want to get into here, to be honest with you. I just I think there's more to it than just that. If it was just that, I would be very strongly against that decision. But I don't think it's just that. Encouraging stuff from Rabe. Really think he slots in well at the starting rotation. The pitching carried and the bats did enough. Yeah, he's that guy's got to start for you. Not game one of series, but I think he's a perfect Sunday starter. And again, remember, he's coming off of, he hasn't gotten to play a whole lot because of injury, right? So he can work into the longevity component like you're talking about here. The stuff is good with Rabe. It's not great for longevity, but a little better than Calhoun. Maybe he can be Sunday guy on a normal schedule. Got to be one or the other. Exactly. You can work your way into the longevity thing. Especially coming off of, you know, shortened seasons because of injury or lost seasons because of injury. But the stuff is there. I mean, it's absolutely there. And if he's going to continue to put out, I mean, think about this on a Sunday. Four and two-thirds, seven hits, three earned runs, six strikeouts. Bang. You'll take that every single Sunday. So, thought the decision going from Waters to Hooks was going to backfire, and then that pickoff was big. Assume they want to pitch these guys multiple times. Absolutely. You know, I think that's a balk. Doesn't matter if it doesn't get called, so keep doing it. But I do think that is a balk. But that was a big out in that spot. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Hooks had 34 pitches. So I think he and Calhoun both can go on Saturday for sure. Waters can obviously come back in again. I mean, he can pitch tomorrow. So, don't have much excuse now to not win the series with Peterson gone and having Elliott and Townsend on the bump. Absolutely. Obviously, if they win the series, it's just awesome. But what tonight's win did for the season was make next weekend even more important. Well, yeah, and, you know, you guys know me. I think the standard should not be to make the tournament. We should judge Ole Miss baseball based on hosting and having success in regionals and getting to super regionals and getting to the College World Series with more regularity. And so, I mean, if they only come back with one, then they're okay in terms of making the postseason. But I think that, you know, this is a team that should be fighting to host a regional. But yes, it does make next weekend important because LSU is a team that is certainly beatable. But you've got to start winning some series. You got to stack winning series if you're going to get back into the hosting conversation, which is where they should be. I think it's fair to be disappointed if they don't get one of these next two. They are plenty capable. Tonight was good. It can be better. Problem is, you just got swept at home. Yeah. Florida has swept twice and been swept. It would be good for Ole Miss if they added another sweep to that. Yeah, and they're snip-snapping it, too. It's sweep, get swept, sweep. So maybe that'll be what happens this weekend. Maybe so. Next weekend is next weekend. Go win the series and do it tomorrow. You have your ace up. Yeah. The consistency hitting will continue to frustrate. Last week, the state starter shuts the lineup down, and tonight, Georgia chased him out quick. Yeah, Georgia's, I mean, going into tonight, they had 87 home runs. I think they had at least, I know they had one. I think they had two, though, tonight. So they're up. Oh, wow. State brought it all the way back to 10-7. And it's the top of the ninth. Okay. So State was getting smoked there for a little while. Let's see. Wow, State put up a five spot in the bottom of the seventh. There you go. But let's see. So only one home run tonight for Georgia brings their total up to 88. 88 home runs on the season. So a legit explosive and super powerful. So, yes, the consistency with the offense is going to be frustrating. It is frustrating. But, I mean, let's see if they can string a couple days together and start changing the narrative a little bit, because I don't like that word narrative, because it implies that it's not necessarily reality. No, reality is this offense is not good enough, has not been good enough. Their approach stinks. They disappear too often. At no point have they shown any, with any consistency, that they can be a high-level offensive baseball team. But they did some of those things tonight. Can they do it again tomorrow? They were not competitive last week. You're exactly right. They weren't competitive at all, especially in game three. It almost felt like the Q word was coming up in that game. But again, they did enough tonight. You got a home run from Randall, had some base hits. It wasn't just one or two guys. It was kind of the whole lineup. And now you've got something to build on. Can they turn this into something and have a couple more good days at the plate, or are they going to disappear again? I mean, we'll find out this time tomorrow, but that's the challenge issued to them now is, can you make this count? You've afforded yourself again the opportunity on the road to win game one and then make that count for something. And they go to Austin and they win game one and then we're awful in the next two games. I know there was the injury in there, but can you learn from that and make this one count? We'll see. We'll see. They're capable, but we'll see if they can actually pull that off. So, yeah, there you go. Good night, though. Good night. Nothing but positive. So enjoy your weekend, guys. Enjoy your Easter. We will go live on Sunday as scheduled. I mean, it's 9 o'clock, right? Everything Easter weekend is done by Sunday at 9 o'clock. So we're just going to go for it And I'll see you guys then. There's going to be a lot going on this weekend in sports also. And Sunday starts Masters Week. So, yeah, got a lot to talk about. I really appreciate you guys, and I will, I'll talk to you guys on Sunday. Enjoy the night. It was a good one. I'll talk to you Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.